You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning. Now that you've had time to sleep over the last presidential debate, what did you wake up thinking about it? What did you take away from it last night?
Yes, my name is Phil, and I'm here in Oklahoma. And I'm going to be voting McCain this year. I've listened to Obama, and he's got all these cute little one-liner answers for things, but he never really gives any depth.
No depth there for Obama. By that listener, what do you think? 877-8-MY-TAKE, or drop us a note at mytakeatthetakeaway.org. John?
And we are America's exit poll. We also want your stories of when you voted. There are early voting programs all over the United States, and we want to hear how you voted and what mattered to you and how you made up your mind. The stories are fascinating. We've been taking the pulse all throughout the campaign, and now that the polls are open, why not continue it? But joining us now is Steve Goldstein, London Bureau Chief at MarketWatch. He's joining us from London, and as we've been talking about all morning, markets yesterday had some very serious capitulation going on, and this morning in Asia, Tokyo's Nikkei plunged more than 11%, its biggest drop since the 1987 stock market crash. Steve, it's always been the case that market declines are a leading indicator of a global recession, and that was a lot of the talk yesterday. But I'm wondering if you could sort out what proportion of these sell-offs is related to betting on the next 3 years regarding global economic growth, and what is basically just people cashing out of a sense of redemption and desperation.
Well, I wish I could tell you the precise answer to that. There's clearly some money going to the sidelines. We're seeing redemptions from mutual fund companies. We're seeing redemptions from hedge funds. Of course, the hedge funds have tougher rules about investors getting their money out. And the selling is pretty broad-based, we've been paying attention to the banks, of course, but from global mining companies to consumer-oriented companies. And a lot of it, we saw, particularly here in London, that these global miners, which are really a play on China and India economic growth, they're getting sold off very, very steeply, which indicates that that's really more of a recession play.
That's a recession play. I mean, copper going down, Billiton there, a big stock taking a giant hit in London this morning. But I imagine your job has changed a little bit as a market reporter in the sense that a lot of the work that you and some others are doing, and even on the trading floors are doing, is chasing some of these rumors that people are having difficulty with margin calls, or people are having difficulty making redemptions work, that there's a run on certain kinds of hedge funds. How much of your day is occupied with trying to confirm or dispel some of those rumors?
Well, I mean, we do have a lot of this rumor chasing, and it obviously doesn't make our job any fun, but that's part of reporting on the market. Before, what we had to do is chase rumors about merger deals, and of course we don't have that anymore, so these things tend to even out. But it is true. I mean, I think that last week the classic example was Morgan Stanley, when there was the big sell-off, and was that deal going to go through with the Japanese lender and Mitsubishi, and it did eventually. But there were a lot of rumors about that. So you're right. We start seeing a big move, and then we're wondering, well, what is the story here? Is it just people worried about their future earnings, or is there something more serious going on?
Speaking of rumors, Steve, I was talking with a commodities trader earlier today, and he was saying that part of the issue on the sharp decline of copper and some other commodities is that, ships full of commodities are simply parked. That there is a lot of commodity trading that's just stopped as people are anticipating that growth is just going to grind to a halt on a lot of these basic industries. Are you seeing anything like that?
Well, there's a key index. It's called the Baltic Dry Shipping Index, and that's one of the popular ways of measuring this. And it's falling off the cliff. So I think that observation is right on target. You know, we saw Rio Tinto yesterday saying that they were going to cut back in terms of capacity. And really, you know, this is one of the world's most important mining companies, and they're just not seeing demand out there.
And they were also at record highs just a few months ago, Rio Tinto and some of the others, correct?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, they had tremendous runs, you know, coming into the first half of the year.
And what is that index again? The Baltic Dry Shipping
Index? Shipping Index. Not quite as catchy as the Dow Jones Industrial Average.
No, Steve, I'm loving that. I'm loving it. It means, I mean, the people listening to The Takeaway are getting such a high grade of economic information. The Baltic Dry Shipping Index. Steve, thanks so much for identifying that for me.
No problems.
Steve Goldstein is the London Bureau Chief at MarketWatch. He joined us from London. There you go, Dora, the Baltic Dry Shipping Index, huh?
He just unlocked so many doors for me with that, John. You have no idea.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.